We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, it is so good to be back with you, Ice. Oh my God, I had a great honeymoon, but I missed you. As soon as I got home, I was like, I need to turn on my league pass and hear your voice talking to Brendan. It was great.
First of all, I missed you. How was the honeymoon? So you went to Greece, Croatia, and
Portugal.
Portugal. Okay, cool. Okay. What was your favorite?
Croatia, for sure.
Okay. Wow.
Yes. Yes. Highly recommend it to everybody. Split is fantastic. We also went to a little island called Hvar for a day/night. It was great. Wonderful. In Greece, we're in Santorini pretty much the entire time, which is just like stunning. Couples everywhere.
Yeah.
And extremely expensive. But also, Ashley fell in love with Greece, my wife. So, and of course, she knows that you played in Greece. And she's like, okay, well, you know, whenever Ice goes back, if she does, we're going to visit her wherever she's at. I'm like, okay, well, you got to meet her first. She's got to like you. What if we're not invited? I've passed the test. You haven't yet, Ash.
Ashley has faith. She's seen my personality. She has faith that we will gel. That's true. Funny. You got to bring her to a Sun game.
I know. We need. We'll plan it.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
I do have a bone to pick with you. So, you know, last year the Sun lost one home game, but Jonquel didn't play. This year, you've already doubled that.
Yeah.
You know, Ice, I'm hearing rumblings that they're blaming the play-by-play people. I don't know.
You know what I'm going to say? One, Brendan does jinx our team a lot. Brendan is that broadcaster that would be like, Breonna Jones is 4 for 4 from the floor tonight. Next layup, miss. And it's like, oh, okay. And I just look at Brendan the whole, like 10 minutes, I just stare at him. And he's like, I know, don't say it. I don't have to say it. Everyone else listening knows what's going on. No, but what I will tell you is, what I will say is, the loss to Dallas was a tough loss in terms of just, we just didn't play up to a level that we needed to play to compete. And Dallas is one of those teams, obviously, where they're explosive offensively, right? So if you sleep on them and you don't come out ready to play, they can torch you.
They're so good on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they're good on the road. And then in terms of their most recent loss to Chicago, Emma Meisman had a great game.
Yeah.
Candace Parker played well. Rebecca Gardner, which is 31-year-old rookie. I believe now the oldest rookie in the league. Had a really crucial game. And James Wade is a phenomenal coach. Like, his in-game adjustments and just the way that he played chess during the game was great. But, you know, something different than this team last year, right, is they already have 4 losses, which you could look at that and be like, oh, you already have 4 losses last year. We only had 6. But that means that they're going through adversity, right? That they, that means that they're meeting teams which are exploiting, you know, areas or situations where they're not good and letting them know. So I think it's growth. I think it's good to lose some of these games early in the season to figure it out. And one thing Dawana Bonner told us in an interview once, she's like, you know, we don't want to peak too early. We want people to be surprised at the end of the season and kind of on their heels a little bit. And so I'm not really upset about it. Yeah, it's tough to lose it. But at the same time, I think that the losses are good losses. I think that they're just exploiting some things that the Sun have to figure out. And I mean, we're still the number two team in the league, and we beat the number one team in the league on the road. Just want to say that. So we're in good shape. I'm not at all worried. You know, sun is shining over here.
I feel that. And, you know, since you brought up the jinx thing, I think I have to be honest. I went on a show, LA City Cast with Danielle Alvari, presented by Bet Rivers. And we were talking previewing the games for, from a betting perspective. And I was like, yeah, you know, Chicago already got their, or Connecticut got their one loss at home out of the way. I don't see it happening again. But the Sky in the fourth quarter are, have a point differential plus 60. Like insane yeah. How good they are in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they are. They are. And then, you know, it's a veteran team, and then they're trying to defend their crown. Right. So they know that they're going to get every team's best game, which is really kind of cool because it makes them step up their level of play. Right. Oh, yeah. Every single game, you know, you're getting the other team's best games. But I thought that they looked really good and solid in that. And I think that they have, you know, the first or second arguably best bench in the league. You know, you have Dana Evans coming off the bench again, Rebecca Garner coming off the bench. Like, they have some depth in the guard position, which is going to be really good for them down the stretch.
Dre Stevens, they're solid. I mean, kind of piggybacking off these two teams and looking at the standings outside of the top three, do you really see any other teams that are true contenders at this point?
Outside of the top three. Okay. So we've got the Aces, the Sun in Chicago, the Storm, and the Mystics. First of all, I just want to say shout out to the Dream. I've been impressed with how they've been playing. We see them next on Wednesday. Obviously Ryan Howard has been a big part of that. Erica Wheeler over there hooping, and Cheyenne Parker has been really good in the paint too. I think the only team that I could see crack it is maybe the Mystics. And that's a tough one because you need a healthy Deladon to be able to do that, which we don't know if she can be healthy for a time. But if she can, yes. And to some degree, even if she can't, I think that they could possibly get a 3-5 spot. I think obviously they're well coached, right? Mike Tebow winning his coach WBA history. And they've got the veterans on the team who can score and put the ball in the net, and veterans who are used to playing without Deladon, right? This is a team that has had her have injuries for a few years. So the Natasha Clouds, Ariel Atkins, Maisha Hines, Allen, like, they're used to playing without her. And then the addition of Alicia Clark has been great. She literally does everything. So I would say that the Mystics are kind of my pick, that if somebody was to sneak in there in the top three, I think that they could do it. Other than that, I'm not seeing it. Can I tell you a hot take? Can I tell you who I'm disappointed in right now?
Hit me.
The Sparks.
Oh yeah, frauds.
It's a frauds.
I'm sad that I bet. I don't want to say how much I bet. It was a lot of money. And I wish I would have bet my house on the Aces the other night. Just because statistically it was the worst matchup possible. You fire your coach mid-season. Kim Bage is not a fit. She's a fit. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's where she belongs as far as like a solid player who's going to, you know, put up some numbers here and there on a bad team. Like, that roster is poorly constructed.
Is that the goal? Because the Aces look obviously way better without her. And, you know, and then she's on a team that is 5-8. Like, that, I'm completely surprised. And the Sparks is a team where in preseason, we're looking like, yo, they're loaded. They're loaded.
I knew this from day one.
The trades they made, the free agency moves they made, I was like, okay, Derek Fisher is working. Like, they're loaded. And then just not performing to what their standards should be. I mean, that team has some players. Like, they have some hoopers.
Hey, you know who's all the way back? The New York Liberty. The New York Liberty are all the way back. Is there anyone hotter than Sabrina right now?
Nope, Dano. I know you needed that. I know you needed that. Because last time we talked, you were frustrated. I had a pat on the back. It's okay. They're gonna pull through. They're gonna pull through.
Speaking of, you know, the Liberty and your team, the Sun, it's crazy because I mean I've been around the WNBA for a while, I guess, like just as a fan, but then, you know, didn't really get too heavy into it until, like, you know, probably the last 5 years. So like doing some research for a segment we're going to do today, I had no idea Alyssa Thomas was drafted by Liberty, could have been a member of the Liberty, but traded for Tina Charles. Just kind of like, I need to brush up on my history some more, or at least be reminded. There are a whole bunch of things that I found out today doing
that
some
could
research.
Be a whole show. That could be a whole show, like what could have been.
Oh yeah, sliding doors. Trade.
Yeah, that could have been. Oh, that could be a whole show because there are a couple of those.
So tell the listeners and viewers what we're about to do.
Okay, so we are going to redraft the 2014 draft. Why 2014? I like that year, 2014. I like the draft. A lot of players are in that draft are still in the league. And we just thought it would be cool to go off of what happened 8 years ago and then kind of redraft it and see where these players are at now. So I will run down the first round, 1 through 12. And I will tell you guys where they were drafted to. And most of them you should know. They're pretty familiar. Okay, so Connecticut Sun, the number one pick. Woo-woo. We chose Chinne Ogumike. Tulsa Shock, again, 2014, taking it back a little bit. Odyssey Sims. San Antonio Stars at Kayla McBride. New York Liberty had Alyssa Thomas. Indiana Fever, Natasha Howard. The Mystics got Stephanie Dolson. Seattle Storm, Bria Hartley. Atlanta Dream, Shoni Schimmel. Shoni Schimmel, bruh, talk about lights out. Okay, sorry. Indiana Fever, Natalie Achonwa, Chicago Sky, Markeisha Gatling, excuse me. Another one to the Sun, Chelsea Gray. What could have been?
Oh, yeah.
And then to round it off at number 12, Minnesota Lynx and Trisha Liston. That is 1 through 12 in the first round. Wow.
Yeah, and we'll get to some players who were not drafted in the first two rounds. We're still in the league, and they'll probably crack our top 12. But I love this. This is so fun. I hope we do a lot more of these. But and maybe get some guests to do it with us. But I'll let you start. There's a player in the top five, obviously, who is still with the Connecticut Sun, and the Sun having the first pick. What would you do here?
Okay. I just want to say, one, we are doing this live. Like, this is not pre-planned. We looked at it today. I looked at it a couple weeks ago, and then I chose this class. But I'm doing this with you guys here. Not going to hold you, but I'm going to do my number one and two. And it's between AT, and then Chelsea Gray. Because Chelsea is like, to me. So yeah, I'm going to go one is AT and two is Chelsea Gray. If I could draft a team right now, that is what I would have gone with.
Okay.
You can go one and two. You got one and two?
I am going one and two. A little different for me.
Okay.
I'm going one Natasha Howard, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. Probably has the most accolades of anyone on here. Defense Player of the Year.
Those one years year. In Seattle.
Three-time WNBA champ, back-to-back with the Lynx, once with the Storm. And honestly, is like transitioned her game a lot now. I mean, if you watch her play now, she shoots from anywhere. Pure stroke. Kind of up and down to start with the Fever, but I mean, she went to a finals in her first year. So, you know, it's tough, but I'm guessing the Sun needed a big because they took Chinne. So I'm going to go there. And then with my second pick, I'm not taking Chelsea Gray.
You're not taking Chelsea Gray because I took Chelsea Gray. You're just not taking Chelsea Gray.
I'm not taking Chelsea Gray. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a Kayla McBride stan. I think she's like one of the dopest players in the league. Shout out Kayla McBride. Like, swaggy, just an absolute bucket. And, you know, who knows if she was drafted by Dallas, what that team could have been. And, you know, I mean, she was on the Aces. She was on the Aces for six seasons. So, I mean, obviously had a very meaningful career. They brought her back on multiple contracts. So it's like they did well. I just think she goes up one spot. So that's my first two.
Okay. So your second one is Kayla. Okay. There, I have no Kayla McBride shade whatsoever. A certified bucket, 100%. Okay. So your one and two are Natasha Howard and Kayla McBride. I've got AT and Chelsea Gray. I'd have to say my number three is definitely going to be Natasha Howard. Yeah, I think there's like, I don't think there's any dispute there.
At least that's scary. If they would have had her, she sticks around for, you know, say the same time Kayla stuck around, plays with Asia. They probably would play super well together. Yeah. That's a championship team. I like that.
Yeah, 100% McBride.
Man, she would have thrived in New York. I like that. Okay. Do I drop Alyssa Thomas another level? Or do I, oh my gosh, this is hard. I think I put Alyssa Thomas in Vegas too, or in San Antonio. Shout out to the Stars. What an era. You know, she's obviously, I mean, I can't believe how good she's been. I mean, people don't talk about her for most improves. Like, good God, this year. Yeah. Sidebar, right? But yeah.
100% healthy now. Yeah.
Third, I don't know how to say if she's the best player in this draft or not. But yeah, I like the fit there. Third AT, fourth, I guess I gotta go Chelsea Gray.
I'm gonna need you to have some more Chelsea Gray love.
I think she's a clutch player. She's made some ridiculous shots that I've watched in the last few years, but at the time she missed what do you call it, the end of her senior year with a knee injury.
Chelsea right now. Yeah,
I know. Look at me trying to act like a GM here. Okay. Yeah.
You are though. But, I appreciate it.
Okay.
And AT just came back from an Achilles injury.
Hey, well, okay. You got me. Okay. Hold on. Is Kayla, so you think I'm team Kayla, you're team Chelsea? Well, either way, we're going back to back guards there. I think our first four pretty set. I mean, that's four players of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the first 12 are all-stars. So it's good to know. So it's hard to screw that up. Jump in and take 5 and 6.
Okay. So who we've got left in the first round, we've got Chinea Agumake, Odyssey Sims, Stephanie Dolson, Bria Hartley, Shoni Schimmel, Natalie Okonwa, excuse me, Markeisha Gatling, and Trisha Liston.
And you don't have to take them.
Oh, hot take. Okay. Yeah, because I've got a couple home favorites in the second and third. Not I say home favorites, but
oh yeah, give them some shine.
Okay, I would say for my next pick, I'm gonna go with I would go Chine and Stephanie Dolson. I think I would go Stephanie Dolson first.
Ooh.
I mean, Dolson has won a championship and Dolson is very solid. She's like a glue post player. Does all the little things, get teammates open. She fills up the stat sheet without you really knowing. And she does the things that aren't on the stat sheet. So I think I'm going to go with Dolson first at number five. And then I think I would pick up Chine. Mm. That kind of hurt because That hurt because I'm a huge Odyssey Sims fan. Okay, she'll be my next one. All right.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, you know, I know I'm like that hurt, but we, you know, it is a post-player driven league. Have to think about it that way. Okay, yep, that's my 5 and 6 is Dulcet and Shanae.
I'm going, which I think this would have worked out great for her career. I'm going Odyssey Sims at 5.
Okay, I support that.
Yeah, goes to a final. I mean, I could have put Shanae there to learn from Tamika. I think that would have been sick.
You're focused on the teams, like on the, yeah.
I mean, if I'm ranking them like top to bottom, this is super easy for me.
Yeah,
except for Alyssa, you know, I don't want to offend her. I'm still definitely intimidated. But I'm going Odyssey. I mean, she was crazy in college.
I support that 100%. I support that 100%. 100%.
So yeah, Odyssey Sims, and then for me next, I gotta go Shanae.
Okay.
I'll keep pushing Stephanie Dulcet down.
Okay. So my 7. Okay, so right now I've got AT, Chelsea Gray, Natasha Howard, McBride, Dulcet, and Shanae. You've got Natasha Howard, McBride, AT, Chelsea Gray, Odyssey Sims, and Shanae.
Yeah.
Okay. We're somewhat like, you know, there-ish. Yeah. Somewhat. Okay, my 7 is definitely going to be Odyssey. And then my 8 will be Bria Hartley. 100%. Will be Bria Hartley.
Yeah, I like, I don't see Stephanie Dulcet playing in Atlanta. So I'm going to put her at 7 to Seattle, and I'll go Bria Hartley to Atlanta.
Okay.
So pretty close there. You know, okay. Now we're getting, you know, to the end, where things get a little weird. I'm going to jump in and take 9 to 10. 9, okay. Indiana Fever. Give me Teresa Plaisance from drafted in the 3rd round. She's starting for the Las Vegas Aces. Did she start this last game? I think she did. Yeah. She's a starter on the Las Vegas Aces. The best team historically right now, I think, offensively of all time, only because Jackie Young is out right now. But still, nonetheless, found a place, has a role, plays it well. Knockdown shooter, super tall. The game wasn't there yet, right? Bigs weren't really shooting threes. So just way ahead of her time. But yeah, that's where I'm going with that. Next pick to the Chicago Sky. Give me Natalie Achonwa. She's still in the league, plays for Minnesota. Just got a hamstring issue right now. Had some solid years. Also, just like you, torn ACL buddies. So y'all have that in common.
Woo. That should be like a sisterhood.
Yeah, for real.
Sororities, ACL sororities. okay, so you've got Plaisance and Achonwa. Okay. I'm going to go with my 9 is Achonwa for sure.
So where she got drafted?
Huh?
That's where she got drafted.
Yep. I'm like looking in the 2nd round now. Shout out to Maggie Lucas, Penn State sharpshooter. Christina Fogey, that's a hometown South Jersey girl. Who is now in coaching. I know, because I'm like partial shooters, obviously. Megan Simmons, one of my favorite guards to watch, still plays overseas in Turkey. I feel like I have some hot takes. I'm going to say it. There are some people who should be in the league, as we know, but they're not in the league because of money and the draft class that they were in, or...
For sure.
Their positions and different things like that. So there are some people that I still believe would kill in the league that are just not in there. Not that anyone in there doesn't deserve to be in there, but y'all understand what I'm saying. So that's my hesitancy and just going with the people who are in the league right now. I don't know if that's not correct, but maybe I would take, yeah, some people not in the league over some people in the league. Sure. Let me do some hot takes here. Okay. If I'm really going to do a hot take, and I'm an overseas hooper, so I pay attention to overseas hoopers, I'm putting Megan Simmons in here.
Okay. I like it.
I am. I'm putting Megan Simmons in here. Shout out to the Tennessee Lady Vols.
Someone's got to, we got to clip this and tag Megan Simmons on Twitter.
Well, I got my Syracuse shirt on. Yeah. Okay. That's my 9 and 10. We've got two more. You're going.
For me, I'm going Stephanie Talbot. I almost said someone else, but I'm going with her at 11 to the Sun. Last year, she was like leading the league halfway through the year, 3-point percentage. She's a knockdown shooter. She's done a lot this year already. Really like her game. Didn't come over the league for a while, so that's a sure bet. And then last pick is the 2014 WNBA All-Star MVP, Shoni Schimmel. They should make a 30 for 30 on how she became a starter because of her Native American following and being voted, and and then to go out and win MVP. There's a script there.
I love that.
Script.
There's a script there. I think you should make the movie. Why not?
We need more WNBA movies.
Yeah, we do. We need some WNBA 30 for 30s.
A rookie not even starting on the Atlanta Dream starts in the All-Star game and then drops 27 points and wins MVP. That's nuts.
100%. 100%. I think that's special. Okay, I am going to copy you with Talbot.
Love that.
I think that she should definitely be in there.
July's pick, make it good.
I know. Can you figure out who I don't want to put in there?
A little bit.
Don't say it. I think I have no choice, though.
Send it.
I think I have no choice. I'm like looking at the list, like, is it going to change? Is somebody else's name going to pop in there? Okay, yeah. I'm going to add Plaisance as my 12.
So you're leaving the great Shoni Schimmel off the list?
I am, because you know what? I was already a Megan Simmons fan, and I put Megan Simmons up there. Really. That was my pick that didn't go. But yeah. Okay, to review. Dano, your draft class for 2014, as of right now, you wish to be Natasha Howard, Kayla McBride, Alyssa Thomas, Chelsea Gray, Odyssey Sims, at number 5. 6 is Chinea Gumake. Dolson is 7. Bria Hartley is 8. Teresa Plaisance is 9. Nalia Chanwa is 10. Stephanie Talbot is 11. And Shoni Schimmel sneaks in there at number 12.
That's a beautiful draft.
Are you good? Do you want to be great? Are you okay?
That's a beautiful draft. We can, in the comments, please just let you know, Ice and me know who won. We already know, but you know.
Okay.
And then yours?
Now for the real redraft.
Uh-huh.
My list is AT, Alyssa Thomas at 1, Chelsea Gray at 2, Natasha Howard at 3, Kayla McBride at 4, and Stephanie Dolson at 5. Chinea Agumake at 6, Odyssey Sims at 7, Bria Hartley is 8, Natalie Achanwa is 9, Megan Simmons is 10, Stephanie Talbot is 11, and Plaisance is 12.
Ooh.
I like mine. I made it, but yeah, I like mine.
I was thinking tomorrow we'll clip you giving AT the first pick, and then I want to put a poll out from her Hoop Stats account on who would take Howard or Alyssa, or we'll add Sinead's name in there too. You know, but I feel like I'm going to lose this, though, because Connecticut Sun fans are the best there is, I feel like.
Well, I think you're going to lose it because, no offense, some of the players in your top five are not on the best teams right now. Whereas, you know, some of mine are making it a little bit. We got AT, Chelsea Gray. Yeah, that's about it. Everybody else is kind of making it, kind of struggling a little bit.
Hey, you know, I'm starting my free Caleb McBride campaign. Send her somewhere else. Put her on a contender. We need her. God, she'd be so good on the Sun.
Okay. Okay, Dan, about to end.
Yes.
I have a pop-up question for you.
Yes.
If you had to choose your MVP for the league right now, who would it be? You got 5 seconds. Five.
Kelsey Plum.
Stop, Dano.
What?
We're here. It is time for a small guard to win MVP. We're here. Oh,
yes, absolutely. Is it your pick?
I love that. That was my pick. That's my pick right now.
I have money on her to win at 60-1 odds too. So I've been piping this. I'm on the propaganda train, you know. but like Jackie Young, I'd be fine. It's time for a guard. I'll say that.
I think so. No, not love to the post players or whatever. Y'all do an amazing job. But yeah, I'm ready for a small guard to win this award. I am.
Yeah. I mean, Asia Wilson just dropping 30 and 3/4 the other night doesn't help, but
it's tough. Like, and then you have Candace, then you got JJ, who's turned it up in the last 4 or 5 games. Like, it is not easy. And then Alyssa Thomas, we're like, we don't always go by who averages the most points, but AT has had a double double this season and rebounds and assists.
Brianna, you know, Stewart.
Like, yeah, right. It's tough.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, we need to show the guards some love.
We'll bring this back up when we're getting closer and we're voting.
All right, thanks for listening, having fun with us. We will be back next week. We've got awesome guests lined up. Stay tuned. Looking forward to getting back on a regular schedule with y'all. I miss the views of Greece, but the view here is not bad.
I appreciate that. I missed you, buddy. Also, please, in the comments, let us know which draft class won. Don't feel bad if it's 20-1 for ice. It's okay. Dana will recover. We'll do this again. You'll have a chance to redeem yourself, by all means.
100%. We'll see.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.